You getting comfortable in this position with all these cameras around and all the attention on you?
I mean, it kind of comes with the territory. I'd like to – I miss the days I could come in here and just sit down and get dressed and get articles written about how there was butts in my face. But now there's – but, yeah, just working away. That was easy.
How would you describe sort of the continuity on the line right now? There's a lot of –
I mean, yeah, it's next man up, and I think we've done a nice job. Zach, like I was joking earlier, but Zach really did come in and play really well and have a nice game, and Nick came in at the heavy tight end and had a nice game. So, I mean, we just constantly are just preaching next man up, and everyone prepares like they're going to be a starter, and I think that that's shown since guys have kind of gotten thrown in there.
I mean, it's the one sort of question mark that's dogging you, but the whole club, it seems like, you know, because of injuries and uncertainty. How do you guys approach that?
We're not making excuses for ourselves. We're all here to do a job. We're all here to do a job well. And we're not going to let other people make excuses for us. We're just going to go out there and keep working and doing the best we can for this team.
Is right tackle your best natural position? Are you more left tackle?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I've just been all over the place. I played more right than left in college, but I played both. And then I played both in training camp. So, I mean, I feel pretty comfortable on both sides.
It's not exactly what it was in May, huh?
Not exactly what you'd put together in May, I think. But, I mean, everyone's here working. Everyone's here trying to just get better. And that's all we're doing.
Is it a testament to Coach Sperano?
Who are we going with?
Is there a testament to Coach Sperano that as many times as the old next man up thing has been pushed that
he preaches it all the time, and we've really bought into it to just keep working and just keep doing what we can to help the club.
What is it about their defensive line that made them so difficult?
They're very talented up front. They've got a very talented group, and they're very deep like us. They got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things that are strong and can rush the passer and the whole bit, so we have a really good test for us.
What do you see in a guy like Fletcher Cox?
He's a very good player. I mean, he's got a lot of tools in his belt that he likes to use. He's a powerful guy, and he's a guy you definitely have to take a look at and game plan and be able to, like, know where he is a lot of the time because he can't come in and do a lot of things.